your future is in the hands of partly of the foundation. And what we're doing now is trying to do something about that for your future. So let me suggest a couple of things. The first thing is that you are a lovely group of human beings who deserve a future which is productive, one which is free of pollution of various kinds, including CO2 pollution, and that we need to do something about that here and now. And so what I'm going to suggest as a climate scientist working here is is that we have a problem in front of us. Right now it is about 85 degrees, 86 degrees here, and it is already indeed the last day of summer, almost the first day of winter, and this is bizarre and a little bit out of normal. It turns out that last month, the month of August, was the hottest month ever recorded. Now that doesn't mean it's the hottest month ever, because of course we weren't recording things more than 500 years ago. But it does say something which is really impressive, and that is that the month of August was hotter than the month of July, which is usually the hottest month of the year, and it turns out that that month of August then was substantially hotter than August of last year, or July of last year, or any other month of last year. So this points in a very specific direction. It says something is happening, and we, older folks, are putting on your backs an experiment which you really don't need. It's an experiment in dealing with the physical world in a way which is not only unethical, but one which deserves immediately your response. So what I'm saying is that we old fogies have done something bad to you. What we've done is to continue to ignore the whole problem of CO2, something we've known about for literally 100 years, certainly in detail in the last 30 years. We've known from the IPCC reports for the last 20 years that the business of putting CO2 in the atmosphere is enormously dangerous. It is not only dangerous, but it is eating away at everything that you and I think of as normal. Not to mention the details, I just mentioned one, and that is that if you look at the number of species that are dying off, the rate of dying of species, my biologist friends tell me, is 1,000 times normal. It's not twice as fast, it's 1,000 times normal. Now what's normal? Well, normal is before we started putting lots of CO2 into the atmosphere, maybe 200 years ago, pre-industrial times. But the point is that 1,000 times more rapid is not something that is sustainable by any measure. Here in Indiana, for example, if you want to grow soybeans and corn, that's very nice, but it turns out that both soybeans and corn don't grow very well in hot temperatures. So the production rate of both corn and soybeans decreases as temperatures rise. So lovely folks, the problem I'm giving you as an old fogey is one that says that you're going to grow to 11 billion people and I'm going to take away your food. Think about that. So what do we do about that? Well, the first thing you do then is to talk about ethical behavior. And now I am talking indeed to you, President McRobbie, and also to you, lovely foundation people. There is a moral responsibility, there is an ethical responsibility of this university to make sure that it take firmly into account the fact that it is indeed effectively killing people. Let me say that again. You lovely folks at the university in these circumstances are actually creating a circumstance where people are dying because of our actions and your actions. That is, people in Bangladesh who are being flooded, people in the Maldives who are being flooded are dying. They are not simply being inconvenienced. It is the fact that people are indeed not succeeding in successfully advancing their lives. They are simply being wiped out by our behavior here at Indiana University. How so? It turns out that Indiana University is owner, that is heavy investor in, a number of the fossil fuels, including oil and gas, and to some extent coal. And as long as we do that, that means that we are complicit in this business of taking care of the other people on the earth, which we are indeed not doing.
You have a responsibility to be accountable, to be responsible for your actions. Part of that responsibility is remembering who we are. You are the caretakers of this earth. You are the keepers and the custodians of this earth. What would we see according to what is happening now if nothing changes? Where is the course of our actions today going to put us tomorrow? Those that are in power, their time on this planet is less than yours. Their time on this planet will be brief compared to yours. What are they doing with their time? One of the faults of a human being is to be complacent and self-serving. And when we do that, we fall short of our gifts. So the power that be are not letting us change that future. That's where we have to make a stand. That's where we need to be a voice as one. Woo! To change things. Woo! To make things happen. Woo! So speak out. Be responsible. Make some noise. This is your time. Use your minds. Use your imaginations. Use the gifts of a human being. Aho, Matakiasa. Aho! To all my relations. Thank you.
I am heartened to see you because I started out just like you 20 years ago. And when I started out, I worked with my partner, now husband, and said, if we don't do something as a people, our grandchildren will suffer. And then I became a mother, and I said, if we don't do something now, my children will suffer. And now I look around and I see we are suffering. So I fought against many things and I was angry for a long time. And then I found that there are ways to work with the earth. And to me, this is what permaculture design is about. It has its roots combining science and technology and design, problem solving, but it goes deep into and borrows from and needs to honor the way indigenous peoples around the globe lived for millennia. I get to work with permaculture design, which has three core ethics. First and primary, we have to care for the earth. If we do nothing else, if we do nothing with the rest of the other two ethics, we have to heal Pachamama. We have to repair and work with her systems. Observe and honor the water, the air, the plant communities, the animals, and each other. The second ethic is care of people. We take care of each other. We honor people. We respect people and their differences. We love each other and we're present with each other. And then the third ethic, and this is where IU needs to pay attention, sometimes gets shortened to fair share. So even a five-year-old knows what this means. Everybody gets a fair share. But really what this means is that we have to limit consumption and redistribute surpluses so that we can do the first two. Take care of the earth and take care of people. So, thank you. So this is the core of permaculture ethics and permaculture design. And we need IU and we need each of us in our own lives, in our own communities, in our neighbors and our towns and the states that we're from to all take up these three ethics to take care of the future. Who's with me? Woo! All right.